I think we get stale when we start being unsuspecting. When we think we know how things are going to go. We think we know who's going to smile at us and who's going to scowl. And then we get thrown for a loop if something else happens. Just this moment it came to me that today is the, 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's being murdered. Well, he didn't expect that. Though he had some awareness that it was possible. Heard recently the singer from Jamaica. Harry Belafonte. Why can't I remember his name? Love his songs. He was a good friend of Martin Luther King, and had noticed that he had a tick, bit of a twitch. And one day he said, "Martin, you're not twitching the way you were." And the answer Martin Luther King at that point gave was, "I've come to terms with the possibility of death. It's all right." He didn't twitch anymore. Now, I mean, this is a gloomy way to begin a service tonight about a death. But the greatness of this man was he loved to receive the unexpected, whatever might come, and to be in the moment, great, whatever might come. Now, we've just been through the celebration of Easter, of a person who lived his life in that way and came to a terrible end with the crucifixion, but simply faced it as he faced everything. Not necessarily always bringing a smile into it, but bringing life into it, whatever it is, life. I'm a bit on fire this evening, and I hope I don't go up entirely in smoke in front of you, but from this afternoon, reading The Pulse of Spirit that just came out today. It's supposed to come out every Wednesday, doesn't always, but this week it did. And it's of David's words from Sunday, which we may, if we can think back to Sunday, 3 days ago, remember the fire that was burning then in the dome, and is, my goodness, the pages are hot. Hot off the press, as they say, but hot in a passionate way. Read that pulse, and as I did this afternoon, and woke up to the fact of life is happening, and it's happening amongst us and happening between us, you and me and you and me and you and me and all of us together, something glowing here that will not be stopped by the walls of this room, or there are no walls around the ranch except the Rimrock and Green Ridge. It's a well-secluded valley, but that's not going to stop anything going forth. The richness of what we can know together of that omnipresent, omni-available, remember that word? Omni-available love. We have the privilege of sharing that with one another and letting it blaze. Letting it happen. And so what if somebody takes a pot shot at us at some point? My case, maybe it'll be a disease. Who cares? In the Willa Cather's novel, the death comes to the archbishop. He says, on his deathbed, he says, somebody's talking about, oh, the disease, flu or whatever it was that he was dying of. And he said, I shall not die of a disease. I shall die of having lived. And that's the whole point. You go till you can't go anymore. But while you're going, you go. And if we do that together, as we do that together, what a glory. What a glory shines in this glorious world. Because if glory is shining forth from us, what can the world be but glorious?